This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri's Republican House leader wants a legislative hearing on allegations of a hostile workplace in parts of Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's administration. House Speaker Tim Jones said today that he's asked the House Government Oversight and Accountability Committee to convene a hearing on the issue. That comes after former employees in the Departments of Agriculture and Labor recently went public with assertions of intimidation and discrimination by former department directors. Nixon spokesperson Scott Holste says that the administration tries to foster a workforce that is, quote, professional in demeanor and inclusive in its composition. An order barring a return to domestic horse slaughter has expired, and an attorney for plants in New Mexico and Missouri says they are preparing to open. Blair Dunn, who represents Valley Meat Company in Roswell, New Mexico, and Rains Natural Meats of Gallatin, Missouri, says a temporary restraining order in a lawsuit by animal protection groups trying to block the plants expired Thursday night without a ruling from a federal judge in Albuquerque. Attorneys for the Humane Society and other groups suing the Department of Agriculture over its permitting procedures filed a motion seeking an extension of the restraining order. Dunn says he will fight that. He also says the Missouri plant could be up and running by Monday. The Roswell plant is also preparing to open. An Iowa plant that had also planned to slaughter horses has converted to beef because of the litigation. The Missouri Supreme Court is weighing whether a legal standard that protects sports teams from being sued over fan injuries caused by in-game events should also apply to those caused by mascots or other team personnel. The court's ruling on John Coomer's lawsuit against the Kansas City Royals could affect how major sports teams engage their fans during games. Coomer says he was hit in the eye by a foil-wrapped hot dog thrown by the Royals mascot 4 years ago. The Kansas man says he's had to endure 2 eye surgeries and that his vision was permanently damaged. The team argues that it should be protected by the so-called baseball rule. That legal standard holds that fans assume the risk of being struck by foul balls or stray pucks at games. The FBI will investigate the fatal shooting of a young black man on May 19th in Columbia after the local prosecutor declined to press charges. 25-year-old Brandon Coleman was shot to death by a white man, 21-year-old Dustin Deacon. The shooting happened on Deacon's property, and Boone County Prosecutor Dan Knight says that Deacon's actions were legally justified.
Brandon Coleman illegally pointed his loaded handgun at Roland Deacon's head and threatened to kill him. Dustin Deacon then shot Brandon Coleman in lawful defense of his father.
Coleman's mother sought the federal investigation because she believes racial prejudice played a role in Knight's decision. Don Ledford, a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney in the Western District of Missouri, told the Columbia Daily Tribune that the FBI will investigate and work with Dickinson's office and the Department of Justice to determine if federal charges will be filed. The Second Missionary Baptist Church filled up with people today for Almeda Creighton's funeral service. She was Columbia's first black female council member and represented the first ward between 1999 and 2008. She also was a member of the Fairview Road Church of Christ in Columbia. Reverend Brian Hajisek is the pastor of the church. He says Creighton was loved by the community.
She was an amazing person. So many people showed up because she's so loved and because she did so much for so many other people. I think that's why so many people were there.
Creighton created and organized the Everyone Eats Thanksgiving Community Dinner for the last 15 years. She was admitted to Boone Hospital October 8th with heart and kidney troubles. She died October 21st and is now buried in Memorial Park Cemetery. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.